Blog Talk Radio.
Rap Sick Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown sugar, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
B-R-O-W-N, S-U-G-A. Go run and tell the DJ, hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world, good night.
What's poppin', Brown Sugar Radio, law listeners? I have to say tonight, you know what it is, baby. We are making it do what it do on the live show on Blog Talk Radio, baby. 3 years in the making. This is our anniversary show, and I am thrilled that we have made it. You hear me? 3 years and just banging with all kind of stuff. We have excitement, okay? You know, our motto is Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. And by all means, I certainly mean it's been extraordinary. This has been an incredible journey like no other. I've been blessed, and touched by the lives of so many countless different guests and people and even my listeners that join us on the show weekly. I just have really, really been at a good place over these last few years. And, you know, I want to go back as we actually talk about the history tonight of Brown Sugar Radio. Many of you know that I began on the L word with L and Q. And L was a sweetheart. So I remember she was going to school, and she was actually at the time a student in college majoring in communication. So she began her radio show. I guess it was like a side gig that she developed in order to just kind of fine-tune, you know, some of her skills in that industry that she was actually majoring in. And so along came, then we had the Q and myself, and we actually began co-hosting with Elle, and it was an incredible journey because I remember that we actually started with the Flavor of Love and Rock of Love cast members when we would do our interviews. My first interview was with Goldie, and I'll never forget it. I mean, when I had Goldie on the show, I was so nervous because I was thinking like, oh, my Lord, I'm on the air. I hope I don't, you know, say anything wrong. I hope I don't forget any questions, you know, because I was brand new at the time. But I knew that I had a calling. You know, I truly believe that in life that God, you know, he ordains you for certain talents that you may have and different opportunities in life. And so I don't want to say that the L word was a mistake because by all means it was not. I know that the L word was meant to be in my life. And, you know, anything that comes into your life, I believe that God wants us to learn from it and grow and to become better. And that's exactly what happens. And so what's up to all my loyal listeners that are here tonight? There's a chat cafe with KP, and then we have Ed Lips, and then we have some anonymous guests. In the chat room tonight, I want to say welcome to all of my brand new listeners tonight. And then welcome back, Ed Lips. I told you, Ed Lips, you're going to get that loyal listener award for tonight because Ed Lips was one of my very, very first. If you go through a lot of these show segments, you will hear Brown Sugar hollering out Ed Lips just about every show segment because he is dedicated. And I am so forever grateful for the support of Edlib and all of my other listeners that are going to join us tonight. I do have a few surprise guests that will be appearing tonight, and so we are on for a journey, okay? So buckle your seatbelts, baby, because we are going to be on the ride of your life tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. But getting back to the history of the show, basically what ended up happening was that I branched off from the L Word. I had some just incredible life-changing moments. My first celebrity interview was with the legendary hip-hop honoree, MC Light, and I just want to say that I remember shaking. I was so nervous interviewing her, and how we worked it out, her manager and I, we had worked it out to where she could still call in because she was in the middle of traveling. Now, during this time, they had the hip-hop versus America ordeal, and that's when, you know, everyone was saying hip-hop is dying and hip-hop, you know, is just not what it used to be. And we had her on the show to gain her opinion. You know, being that she's been a pioneer in the game for so long, we wanted to know, what did Light think? What were her thoughts? What was going through her mind during such an ordeal? In 2007 is when we actually conducted the interview. And, you know, I have been a Light fan for years, and it was just, I remember it was surreal, you know, having that moment. Hey, beautiful butterfly, I see you there in the chat room. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio, our three-year anniversary tonight. I'm just excited to have you here as we are celebrating and kind of reminiscing on some moments. And as I was sharing with the guests earlier, I do have surprise guests that will be popping up tonight, as well as we're going to do some throwback moments. I have some snippets of your girl, Brown Sugar, when I did some of my first interviews. So I know y'all going to be cracking up at some of this stuff, because I was laughing as I was listening to some of the stuff. I was like, wow, I've come a long way. But it's all good. You grow and you learn. You know, and now I am a more seasoned radio host. Thank you, Jesus. Because I was going through some stuff. Yes, ma'am. 3 years, beautiful butterfly. Yes. Okay, big ups, huh? Your girl should have still holding on strong, girl. But so nevertheless, what ended up happening was I was so intrigued with the Flavor of Love cast members. I mean, we had interviewed everyone from Boots, Funky. We had, golly, so many different, I mean, Safari and Leilani. I mean, just so many. If you look at the L Word, you guys can actually go to the L Word, E-L-L-E Word. And if you look at some of those archive segments, I mean, it was awesome. Now, I don't want to take credit where credit is not due. All right, I want to let you guys know and make the record straight. The L Word was already interviewing different reality stars prior to me joining and becoming a co-host. All right. And what ended up happening was that we worked together, and we actually, I branched out and said, you know, I really want to help you. I want to promote and take your show to the next level. I want to help you whatever I can do in order to, you know, just enhance the show and be a blessing. And I wanted to learn as much as I could from Elle and from Q. And Q, I remember she was a phenomenal writer. She had a blog that she writes. And just what our busy schedules in life, you know, I haven't actually talked to them in quite some time. I probably need to pick up my phone and call them, see how they're doing. We all have busy lives after Elle graduated, and I know Q had her awesome blog that she would write. It was Reality on the Side. And then myself, working a full-time job, along with branching off doing my own show, we all just had, you know, different things. But it's a blessing, because I truly believe that everyone comes into your life for either a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You know, and I learned so much being on the L Word. But once again, as I was mentioning, the fascination that I had with the Flavor of Love contestants, when the season 3 rolled around, now y'all grip your seats, okay? I know you're getting ready to laugh at this. But yes, your girl Brown Sugar was a contestant, okay, on the Flavor of Love 3, okay? I went out and I thought it was awesome to do. I remember I had all of the L Word listeners, they were voting for me, and we were promoting it on Facebook and MySpace. And actually, no, I didn't have a Facebook then. I only had a MySpace back then. Twitter wasn't invented back then either. So we were promoting it, you know, on various blogs. And, I mean, they were really supportive. And the only downfall, I guess I could truly say, is that I started too late in the game, you know, because by the time I had enrolled, and y'all remember when you have to go online and you have to vote, and I think the top five contestants were the ones that actually were the ones that moved forward in the show, okay? So I started, like, way late, should have been on top of it, but, you know, it is what it is, and it was just fine. You know, I remember doing interviews on various shows, and if you check out my very, very first show here on Brown Sugar Radio, actually, let me even go back further than that. When I created the show, it was originally named The Sugar Show. So if you look at the very first show for August 2007, it was called The Sugar Show. You'll hear me introduce it. No intro, no music, nothing but me, okay? And I was just like, okay, this is my first show. I mean, you could just tell I was clueless. But I discovered that I had a passion for radio, you know, and it was just a blessing to be able to, you know, touch the lives of others and have them touch my life. So what I'd like to do, what my first few interviews that I actually held on Brown Sugar Radio were with the I Love New York cast. We actually interviewed a few, starting with the L Word, and then as I branched off and began my own show, I remember my first interview was Wolf, okay, and then I interviewed Midget Mac and Mr. Wise. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that we have been following them, okay, ever since the very, very first show of Flavor of Love, and then they had the spinoff with I Love New York, and it was wonderful. So here's a few moments I know you guys are going to get a kick out of, but it was fun, you know, going back, and I said I wanted to share some of these moments with my listeners because this is what helped to really just, you know, embark that character, you know, and that uniqueness about Brown Sugar Radio, you know, is the fact that one thing about me, y'all know I keep it raw and uncut, you know, and I've never sugarcoated nothing with my listeners. I tell you, I call it like I see it, basically. And I remember just being so, you know, just happy and just enjoying what I did. And that's when I said, you know what, Sugar, you need to really pursue this and take this serious, you know, not just do the show as a spinoff to help to promote your contestant. I was running in the contest for the Flavor of Love. So here it is, you guys are going to crack up. This is actually I combined them. It was three separate interviews. Okay, it sounds like it was one big one, but it wasn't. I actually combined them in order to save time tonight. There's only so many minutes we have on the show. So check this out. We're gonna go back to 2007, my very first interviews with reality stars on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, get a kick out of this.
Brown sugar, babe, I guess high up your love, I don't know how to be. Oh,
now, as far as your love life, how has that picked up? I know ladies probably fill up your MySpace page and email. You go to the clubs, and they just smiling all over you. What's been going on with that?
I'm like this, man. It's good. You know what I'm saying? It's good. The show boosted it, but I just don't be hooking up with chicks all the time. You know what I'm saying? Meet a nice girl, talk to her for a while, maybe, you know what I'm saying, have a couple of one-night stands sometime, but I just don't be...
Uh-oh, but you keeping it real?
I just don't be out.
Three, four, five girlfriends?
Not really girlfriends. You know, just girls you hang out with and call up sometime and, you know, have
friends
a good time.
Friends with benefits.
That's where...
That's what we going to call them.
Yeah, friends with benefits.
Uh-oh, see... You know, I have to go here with you now. Let's say you get that woman that's psycho. You know what I'm saying? That woman that just follow you around because You know what I mean? You know what you told New York. Now, I'm trying not to go there.
Yeah.
But you know what you done told? You done shed a little light on the gift that you had. So, you get that woman and she's chasing you around town, she just gonna be like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, what you gonna do? You get that crazy one.
Man, I've had a crazy one before. I mean, I just really just be like, dang, you hope it just don't happen again. You know what I'm saying? What I got to do now is I got to try to not give out all of the information about me. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, Brown Sugar Radio holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in and they talk to your favorite, you know what I'm saying, people out there, Brown Sugar.
All right. That's what's happening. I appreciate that, Wolf.
Okay, PB is my co-host, by the way. I want to introduce you. You already know Midget Mac. PB, you there?
Yeah, what up, Midget Mac?
Chill, what's up, Wolf? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
For sure, for sure.
You got any questions for him, PB?
All right, I got one question. So let's say Midget Mac won. I love New York, too. So could you have seen yourself staying with New York after the show?
Man.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, that shit would have been crazy. We probably would have been broke over like in 2 days. You know, she like to run shit. You know, she like to be in control of shit because she like to be a boss. But I know I'm a boss, so you know what I'm saying? We probably get into some shit, so we probably wouldn't last that long, to be honest. We both bosses.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, call me all dog that, though, right?
And I'm saying, wow, you know, Mr. Wise, I mean, you a hustler. You know, you out there doing what you got to do. And I really, really admire you for your ambition that you have. And a lot of people didn't know you've been in the music industry for a while now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. About 8 years, 8 to 10 years.
Wow. That's crazy. So, I mean, you sitting here, you know, I mean, I see on your MySpace you doing it big. Now you had Trina in the picture with you. What's happening, man? Just blowing up.
We did a party Tuesday night, me, Trina, Rick Ross in Miami out here with Love. It was great. I mean, it was a beautiful thing hanging out with the Miami locals and just people showing love, and it was a great thing.
All right. Well, I want to, talk a little bit. I definitely want to get into your music thing. But, you know, I also want to ask a few questions about while you were on the show and living in the mansion. And, you know, I want to – I'm not going to get into it too much because I realize that you have moved forward with life now,
right,
although that's probably where majority of your fans know you from.
Right.
And I Love New York. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about I Love New York, too, and then I want to get into your music thing here because, I mean, you got some mad skills. I mean, you just handling it. I'm not even really going to get too much into the spitting incident. See, look,
right.
It makes me so upset. I can't even talk.
That's
I can't
right.
even
hey, listen,
pronounce. Woo.
That's everybody's question. You know what I mean?
I get heated. Yeah, every time I even think about it. I get heated. You see, I can't even talk right now because I'm so mad. So I'm just going to touch on it a little bit, and after that we're going to keep it rolling because that whole thing, I felt like TaylorMade should have been right then and there. For them to even keep him on the show, I said, oh, yeah, y'all doing this for ratings. Because had it been anybody else, you feel me, they would have been gone.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I wanted to ask you, when they kept him there, what was your state of mind? What were you thinking like?
My state of mind was just like, I don't know if I could do this. Like, I don't really, a lot of people don't understand. Like, I know everybody's opinion. You know, everybody has the same reaction, you know, and I had the same reaction. But the main thing is, like, a lot of people don't know is just, you know, after that happened and they had locked me up in the room, you know, they had let me locked up and separate for like 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to talk me, into the reality of what was going on because I was losing it, you know. Like, I wasn't even.
Yeah, you even lost your shoe, you were so mad.
Yeah, but the reality of it is, you know, and the facts of it is that I could hit him. You know, I could have hit him. I had the shot to hit him, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I couldn't get him. The reality of it is that I was so mad that I know I could kill this kid, and you know, my anger is just like what you see is anger of me, like, you know, wanting to kill this dude, but I know that if I do, I have to also keep in the back of mind, if I do, there's a lot of consequences. Not only the consequences of getting kicked off the show, which I worked so hard to get to, but the consequences of legal action and things that they're, you know, that people, you know, they're telling me, you know, the liabilities. And because, you know, what Buddha did, he got away with and came back, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, Buddha mugged him, and they let him come back. But what I was going to do to him, if in real-life situation, would have been a lot, it would have been serious, because he violated every code. You know,
he would have called a case, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. 3-year anniversary for Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all throw your hands up because we're having a celebration tonight. That's what it is, baby. Come on, you know we live up in here. This ain't no dead show. We got to keep it popping. Hey, that's what's up. Come on, y'all, let's celebrate. 3 years in the making, going strong. That's what's happening. Hey. Come on, y'all. Let's give it up. For all the loyal listeners, the special guests, PB Creations doing his thing, all the beautiful flyers and banners that he created for the show. All of the booking agents, publicists, and managers that have worked steadily with Brown Sugar Radio, continually referring awesome guests. That's what's up. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together for the live show on Blog Talk Radio. What? Y'all better ask somebody. Because this is what it is. Hey. Come on. Y'all know I can drool to this all day. You know I'm a huge iTunes fan. Woo! But I'm going to stop. Because I do see we have a caller. But before I bring this caller live, I do want to take this time to recognize a very special, special loyal listener. And I, as many of you know, I shout out this gentleman all the time, and I want to give it up tonight for Ed Lips. You know that you have earned that Loyal Listener Award of the Year, okay? So that's what's up. That's what's up. We got the stadium crowd rooting for you. I want to say thank you for being dedicated to the show. And next time, bring your cousin, your uncle, your mama, them, and all of them. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep spreading the word about Brown Sugar Radio. All right, so we do have a caller on the line at this time. We're going to see who it is, who it is. 917, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
What's up, Sugar? This is V-Flares. I'm calling from
the... What? This is the swell. What's cracking? This is V.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You know, we have history together because you were one of my first underground artists that actually came to Brown Sugar Radio. And you know what? I play your drop all the time. And it's funny because every time I play it, you feel me?
That
I'm telling you, the listeners are like, who is that? Man, they said, y'all, promos are just off the chain. And I mean, I love, you know you be doing your thing, so you know I got to play it with you on the air, because every time I play it, that, I mean, they like, who is that? Man, that brother can sing. So I want to play your drop, and then later on in the segment, we are going to play a few snippets from your show, because I asked you back along with two other guests. I did tell my listeners I have special guests coming, appearing tonight, and the ones that I selected, these shows were the dearest to my heart. It was something that really intrigued me about you. You know, I love the fact that, you know, you just had such an incredible voice and talent,
and you were humble, you know, and I love the fact that you were a go-getter, you know. And so we got some moments we're going to play tonight, okay, later on during the segment. But, you know, I got to do this drop real fast, and I want to catch up with you, B-Swells, to see how you've been doing, all right?
Okay. All right. That
sounds
good.
That's what it is. All right, so we're going to bring it on in. You got this B-Swells doing his thing. This is his first appearance on Brown Sugar Radio.
This is B-Swells on Brown Sugar Radio. Radio, 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 radio.
You better go, boy. How you been, B-Swells?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm still here, so, you know, everything is all good with me.
That's what's up, okay? Well, I just, like I said, I'm just forever grateful, you know, that you came through on the show. And tell us, I mean, since you appeared on the show 3 years ago, you know, you were one of our very, like I said, breaking artists on the air, you know. What's been going on with you as far as career-wise?
Well, I took a moment to kind of step back and really understand the business. It was one thing that I didn't have down pat, I guess, as far as music is concerned, because it is a business. And as talented, you know, and I guess as good of a voice as I have, like, I just didn't understand the business. And a friend of mine, actually Freddie Jackson, acquaintances that I've met between, you know, now and since we last talked, Sugar, but, you know, he definitely got me to understand that it's really important to get your business together. So aside from me, like, recording and just have a bunch of material, I guess it's ready for the go, is I definitely had to get my business together. But I'm back in action now.
All right. All right. Look at that. Well, you know, I'm continually praying for you. And what we're going to do is we are going to play your hot new single, Honesty Naked. And I can't wait because, like I said, I do have two other special guests that are calling. I think I may have one on the line now. I see you there, guest. That's my special surprise guest. So hold it, please. Don't hang up. I'm going to grab you because I have you all calling in at certain times, just popping up, you know, showing love, celebrating the fact that Brown Sugar Radio is still on and popping. And I would not have been able to do this without you. So we're going to play your hot single, B-Swells, Honesty Naked, and we'll be right back.
All right.
What's the sense of me playing games? I ain't got a lot of time. Baddest thing leaving out the club. Sugar, can I be your ride? I'm headed in whichever way you're going, so there ain't no tonight. I've always been a man that's been honest. Can I share what's on my mind with you? With you. Shorty, I want you naked.
Hey.
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 I want you naked.
Oh,
I want you naked.
Hey.
Body's kinda calling me. And now I'm Debbie Rude, I'm gonna answer. See what your body needs.
To see what your body needs from me.
Oh no. Yes, I must admit I'm an addict. Watching you taking off your clothes, I gotta have it for. No strings attached, freaks like me.
I want you naked. I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
I want you naked.
Now, see, you know you was cutting up on that song, B-Swells. What's the business? Cutting up. You feel me? I mean, this is crazy. What was the inspiration behind that song?
It was a long night after club, I guess, and it was a particular woman, and you know how that goes. One thing, you know.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're in a better state, because the last song you wrote, How Could You, was a breakup song, and you was all wrong. You feel me? You was hating.
That's water under the bridge now. So now it's
you've grown.
I'm definitely grown now. So Please be on the lookout for my EP. It'll be out at, like, the end of the month, Sugar. I'll definitely let you know more information when it's ready for me. But, I have a four-song project that's coming out, hopefully at the end of August, to start to generate a buzz about who B-Flows really is. All the support. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, keep it locked. Don't hang up, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to put you on mute because I have a special treat, like I said, for I have three guests that I selected tonight for the shows that were the most meaningful to me, all right? So hang tight, all right? And I'm going to bring you back live in a few minutes.
Okay, cool.
All right. And also, too, I want you to give out your social networks, you know, all that at the in the next few minutes, all right?
Okay. All right,
Shelby. Okay. All right. Now, this next guest. I'm telling you right here, this sister is bad to the bone. I got to give it up. I know this is my girl right here. I know this is my homie right here. Okay. This is guest number two. What's up, the lady?
What's up, Brown Sugar? It's been a minute.
Oh, a hot minute, okay? Girl, look, okay, this is the deal. I was telling, I know you probably didn't understand quite what was going on. I had picked you as one of my special three. And the reason being, B-Swells, and then now we have the lady as guest two. And the third guest, y'all, my listeners got to keep it locked. That third mystery guest will be calling in shortly. But I selected three shows that were the most meaningful to me. And I picked your show as one of them because of the fact that your story was so heartfelt and just so heroic. I mean, you were a single mother at the time back then. Things might have changed now. I feel it then, but you were taking care of your mother who was sick with a lung disease, and your father died when you were a child, you know, and you had your own record label, and I mean, your sister was doing major things. And so I heard the lady. I was looking through my email. Did you send me your new single? I couldn't find it.
No, there's a story behind that as well.
Okay, well, fill us in first. Let us know, are you still single? How's mama doing, and how the record company doing?
My mama is doing wonderful. She had that scare back around that time, but she is wonderful moving around like nothing ever happened to her. But, you know, she has to use her oxygen machine. But, you know, she's here. They said she wasn't going to make it, but she's here.
Okay.
I bought the label. I was in a group, like after I got off the show, I ended up getting in the group. We came out with a project or whatever, but recently we've parted ways. So far as my music, it's like I'm starting all the way over. But it's much, you know, willpower, so it's nothing for me to get back in the yo and start over and do my thing. So
I know that's right.
That's why I'm here now.
And are you still single? You still single holding it down, or you doing your song
for? I'm not married, though. I'm not married.
All right.
I'm not single. I'm on
there
my
you
way.
Go. We are. There you go. Okay. I know that's right. Well, I mean, like I said, it was so important to me to have you back on the show to follow up with you. As I went through the show, you know, B-Swells, the gentleman you just heard speaking, his show really touched me. Because of the fact that he just had such an extraordinary voice, you know, and you don't really hear, and you got to be honest with me, you don't hear very many R&B singers that can truly sing. It's all about showcasing now how good you can dance or how good you can, you know what I'm saying, wear this outfit. Or, you know, it's so commercialized now. Just singing ain't like what it used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
And so when I heard B-Swells, you know, I said, wow, you know, he is truly gifted, you know. And then your story and then how you rhyme and just you are putting together your music that was inspirational for women. You know, I said, she has the package deal. You know, you're doing what you got to do professionally and personally as a mother. You know, so I got to give you mad love on that in itself, you know, for doing your thing. And it's hard, you know, it's hard, you know, just especially with this economy and in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? It's being an entrepreneur is not like what it used to be years ago, you know? So, girl, just, you know, you keep doing your thing. Continue to keep striving.
Yeah, and I have a lot more going on. Not only am I an artist, I now have my own TV show on my local station on Fox 13. And
what?
Yes, girl. It's called.
Girl, you do. You better go ahead now. Tell us about that.
You can basically look at it through streetscenesmemphis.com. And what it is like a show that we allow the local artists to basically showcase their talents, and we show, you know, videos or whatever. And we do a lot of community work. So the show is building a bigger buzz, and that's been my main focus because it's popping off. So now I'm trying to distinguish how to be an artist. Now I got a radio show coming out as well. So it's like basically building a brand. You know, I have to be good at everything. You know, I can't just do it.
That's
to get all of it. So now I got three more hats under my label. Not only am I a mama, I'm an artist, I'm a TV show host, and I got a radio show. So I'm
you better handle it.
So I can get that money good.
Okay. I know that's right. Okay, that's what's up. Keep doing your thing, honey, and keep striving, you know. And, you know, still send me that song that you have because I would love to check that out, and I would love to certainly play that in future segments, okay? So we didn't get a chance to play it tonight. It's all good.
And I wanted to get back up with you and do a show later on this year or whatever because I'm going to come out with a new mixtape. Now, I have my own producer under my label as well, Jay Dye. You know, we working on him, so I'm getting beats from him, so everything will be basically Royal Hustle's Entertainment. When you hear the track, you hear the vocals, it's all Royal Hustle. So, and I got music coming to you, and I'm going to make sure I get it to you. And I just wanted to congratulate you because many people do not stick to what they know. You know what I'm saying? You stuck to the show. It's 3 years. 3 years.
Girl, that's crazy. Yes. That's
years.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like, banded with that.
You're making moves.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm girl, look, hanging on in there. You know you welcome back anytime. I want to bring live my first guest that I have. I'm going to bring him live as we are waiting. We're going to wait us only a couple of more minutes because my third guest is running a tad bit late.
Okay.
So be swells. I'm going to bring you back live. I want to actually talk to both of you. We're going to wait just a couple of more minutes. And if that third guest doesn't arrive, I want to go ahead and play the special tribute that I have for you three. But I want to ask you, be swells, in regards to your twin brother. How has he been doing?
My brother is good, actually. He's that's funny that you asked that. He's doing real good. I don't really want to go into detail because he told me that as far as my music is concerned, that he definitely doesn't want to be involved with it. So, Brandon is doing good. He's blessed. He works in the the social work field out here in Maryland. So, he's definitely doing his due diligence. So big shout out to my brother. Anybody else that hears it that knows Brandon, big shout out.
That's it. I know he was too precious. We were shocked because we didn't know you had a twin brother.
Yeah.
And we was like, wait a minute, what? He was supportive that night, though. You know what I'm saying? He was locked and loaded that night on Brown Sugar Radio. You hear me?
That's right.
Yeah, so he was doing what he had to do. What I'm going to do now is have you two go ahead, be swells first and then the lady second. Please give out all of your social network links where you can be contacted if someone would like to book you for a special event or collaborate with you.
Okay. Right now I'm on Twitter. It's twitter.com/bswells. That's BSWAILS. I'm on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/BSWAILS, and I recently just got my MySpace page back. It was
Sugar, I had my page hacked and it was ridiculous. But
what?
I got that back together.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was crazy for like 2 years. But that's back and it's there. It's the same address. It's myspace.com/bswells. I got all of it flowing together, so it's not hard for people to, you know, not to find me. We'll go from there, I guess, as far as the telephone number, because that way I'm able to weed out, you know, the reels from the fake. You know how that goes, Sugar. So
yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
You can hit Brown Sugar up, and she can relay a message. But those are right now. Those are the three main social network channels that I'm using.
All right now. Okay, and the lady, go ahead.
You can find me basically on the same sites. My Twitter as well as my MySpace is The Lady CEO. It's spelled D-A-L-A-D-I-E CEO. And my Facebook is just The Lady, D-A-L-A-D-I-E. I have a Reverb Nation page. It has some of the previous music I've done as well as my MySpace. You can check out some of the group music I've done as well as some of my solo work done previously. But again, be looking for that music because it's coming. It's coming, and we're coming back with a vengeance. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. My phone, I apologize. My phone's a little staticky. Girl, that is wonderful, though. You know, I think that one of the amazing things about the two of you is the fact that, you know, likewise myself, when you set your mind to something, you continue to strive for excellence until you achieve your goal. And that's another reason I selected you, is because of the fact I felt like, you know, you're continuing, you're persistent, you know, you did not quit. And that's the thing, is that the others, they can stop you temporarily, but only you can do it permanently, you see. And so with that said, still, you know, continuing to strive and to do wonderful things in your career. And I have a question for both of you, and whoever would like to answer it first, you're more than welcome to, and then we're going to go ahead and play the tribute next. But as far as between the last time we talked, which was in 2007, and right now, what would you say is one of the most valuable lessons that you have learned as far as, you know, your music? And B-Swells, you did speak a little bit about it earlier, mm-hmm. but would you say, is there something else that you felt was a valid point to help you grow during this process?
I guess the one thing that I can say is that as far as an artist is to copyright everything. You would be surprised just how letting an ear hear something that you're working on or a concept, and, you know, 2-3 months down the line, it's you know, a popular song or the number one record in the country. So, you know, you just really have to make sure, you know, as wonderful as music is, and it is a business, and it's, you have snakes just as you do in any sort of profession in music. So you just make sure everything is copywritten and you are on the up and up, and, you know, it's the sky's the limit.
That's what's up.
And I would have to say the lessons I've learned is, don't basically put anything before your family as well as your career. Let your thoughts be your thoughts and make your moves on your own time. No one can tell you that, you know, your idea is too big. Always shoot for the sky, because you may not reach the sky at first. You might reach towards the clouds. Then when you get to the clouds, you can make that next step. Basically, I would say, you know, a lesson that I've learned, a hard lesson I've learned, is to basically move on my own beat, because sometimes you can get in a group of people and you be so different, but you're so much alike because both of you all have some of the similar work ethics. But when you're in a group, when it's over, it slows you down. So, like, basically my thing is to make sure that you always have your own thing going on at all times, no matter who you're dealing with. Make sure that it could be your brother, it could be your sister. Make sure you got your own thing at a steady pace, because I'm at a crutch right now. But, again, like I said, I continue to move. Like, the music I've done in the past does not reflect the woman I am and have grown to be, or the lyricist that I am now. So now I have to put out different projects because it's like I don't want to promote the work that I've done, and I know it's not going to be able to go nowhere because it was copyrighted. But I don't want to do that because I can't perform it with the other person because we're not even on speaking terms. So basically, my work is to basically keep your own, and, you know, you can do side work, but make sure you keep your own music on a steady pace.
Mm. Wow, valid lesson learned, okay? Well, our third surprise guest has arrived, and what I'm going to do, the lady in B-Swell, please hold tight, and I'm going to bring him live, all right, because like I said, I do have a treat. I'm going to place you on mute just for a couple of seconds here, and we're going to welcome our third special guest for tonight, none other, what's going on, Jason Little, what's cracking?
Hey, what's up, Brown Sugar? How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I know you probably like, look, she asked me to come back. What's going on here? And as I was expressing earlier, I selected three interviews that I did when I first actually began the show, okay?
Okay.
And I felt like these three interviews and these three individuals were the most meaningful to me, and I had selected your interview as my third special guest for tonight because of the fact that I remember how we actually met. It was through Troy Taylor coming on the show. You remember that?
Exactly.
And yes, and Troy Taylor, who works with Trey Songz, and then we have the connect through Trey Songz. And so with your story, you really inspired me because of the fact that you began working in a group, which you just heard the lady talking about a minute ago, launched off and did a solo thing, you know, and still going strong. And I told these swells and the lady, the reason I selected you three to come back for the anniversary show, first of all, three is the number for the number of years Brown Sugar Radio has been popping. So I picked three guests, 3 years, and I felt like all three of you are very persistent, and you guys are working hard, you know, in your life to continue at your goal. You're not giving up. You're striving, you know, to be the best you can be. And I love the fact that even though you've had some highs working with the best of the best, the cream, de la cream, I mean, you've worked with everyone from Carl Thomas to Keith Sweat, Trey Songz, and now you're out doing your own thing, still grinding, you know, and you haven't given up. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay? So for the last show that we've done, what I'm going to do, you three are going to have a special tribute, okay, is how I'm going to work this out. So I want you to hang tight because, you know, I want to catch up with you real quick. But the very last interview we did over the last 3 years, can you tell us how things have changed, you know, what's been going on in your life? Give us the update.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jason.
Okay.
It's your time.
If you will, excuse me, I'm on some NyQuil. I'm a little sick. I'm a little under the weather, so you know how that got me bugging a little bit. But basically just still grinding, man, just grinding, recording the album, doing shows. Been overseas. I'm working on some things. I've been to the UK. I went to the UK like in February, and I'm kind of working on a couple of things with some people over there. And really just keeping it moving, man, staying positive and just grinding, you know, just keeping it from the heart and keeping it soulful. And
that's
really
it.
What I'm doing. I'm trying to
ain't nothing to it but to do it. Okay.
Right.
That's it. And that's why I said, you know, you three really touched me. And I had to really think like, okay, who would I like to bring back for this anniversary special? And so, for all the listeners, I told them they'd have a treat tonight. I said, I got some special surprise guests that'll be popping through. So all my loyal listeners that have been rolling deep with your girl Sugar since day one, I'm sure you'll remember these very special guests. And so what I'm going to do at this time, I'm actually, you have a song that is just beautiful. But I'm going to play the tribute first, only because I've had these swells and the lady on the line for a hot second here, and I know they may have things to do. But thank you all for coming through tonight. But I created this special tribute, some throwback moments, if you will, when we all got together and just reminiscing, you know, on the good times we had on Brown Sugar Radio. So at this time, what I'm going to do for all my loyal listeners, I'd love for you to all certainly enjoy this moment
It was just a very inspirational moment for me with B. Swell, the lady, and Jason Little. So we'll be right back.
In the back of my mind, I keep thinking you're loving another man. I was left out in the cold. I had no place to go.
No place to go.
This ain't no love.
That's what's up, B. Swells. you know you did your thing.
I still get angry when I hear that song. Like that song, like, so much, you have no clue. And I hope that the person that I wrote that song about is listening. Y'all have no clue. Like the anguish that I was going through at that point in time in my life. Like, when I tell you without music, life would not be fair. I mean, man, no, I really do live by those words, man. It's just
that song is deep. You feel me? Pronounce his name, cause I don't want to mess it up.
Cleve Lawrence.
Okay. Cause I was gonna shout it out before the song came on. I'm not gonna do him like that tonight.
Right.
I'm not saying
his name. Cleve Lawrence too. We out in San Diego. Cleve, what up? If you're listening, what up, Cleve?
Look, we down south people.
Okay.
You mess up some names. I'm not even going to tell you how long it took me to get B. Swell.
Okay. I was like, just call him B. So we're going to take some more callers. The callers now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't call in playing on my phone. If y'all going to call, be courteous. Speak to B. Swell as my guest that took his time to be here with us tonight. Don't call and hang up and play all these pranks and stuff because that's disrespectful. All right? So I see a 202. That sounds like from where you at.
Uh-oh, that's my negative one.
All right? Now, if you're just calling, listening, let me know. Just say I'm just listening and I'll put you back on mute. I don't have a problem with that. But by all means, don't hang up. That is so disrespectful. 202, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What happened? 202? 202.
You just listening?
Okay, you just listening. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. All right, I appreciate that. Now, see, that's respectful.
That's
put it out there. I'm just listening. That's what
I'm
your people.
I got to shout them out because whoever that is, they listening loud.
Yeah, that almost sound like a voice I know, too. Whoever
they is
sound like they got their own party going on.
I love you, 202. Thank you.
Amazed. I mean,
when you were telling me, you know, your background and everything you've been through, mm-hmm. you are just truly a woman of strength. Because to go through as much as you went through at such a young age, you feel me?
Yeah.
That takes a lot of courage. You know, it takes a lot of perseverance. I mean, you are just truly an incredible woman, and that's what I admired about you. You know, I was sharing with PB. He was asking me what made me select the lady, and I told him, I said, that woman got some mad game. You know, you handling your business. Very ambitious. I mean, you got your own record label, and I like that about you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who would rather themselves or a family member? Somebody needed to know that there is faith and that there are miracles only if you believe and you put God first. So, girl, you right on time. I appreciate that because, you know, it's deeper than just the music, but mm-hmm. what you just talked about right now and going through, you know, your father passing and then your mother being sick, that's doing nothing but increasing your faith on a daily basis. So, you know, with your music, do you ever speak about, because I only have 2 songs, and I'm sure on your album you have plenty more than what's on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Did you speak about your mom or just you as a woman going through life and the circumstances you've been through?
I spoke on it, but, like, my CD, I haven't spoke about my mama's illness whatsoever or my daddy being dead. I just spoke about things that I go through, like, not their problems, like, not like her problems, not my problems, but I spoke about things that I went through with, like, boyfriends and stuff like that. So when you listen to the music, most of the songs are, like, awesome. I'm on a different level now. Like, I've overcome all that. If you listen to my first mixtape, which I will have on my page for free download, I was on some side and stuff because I was going through with, like, in relationships and having problems with my baby daddy's trying to take care of my daughters. Now I'm on some, like, I'm a queen. You know what I'm saying? Through it all, I know who I am now. God took me through that. I went through those things so I could find out who I am. And I know for a fact I'm a queen because I live it on a daily basis. So
right.
when you listen to the music, every song is something for a female to be motivated on because I believe in spreading motivation, and I believe that every female should feel like a queen, and if a dude can't treat you like that, you don't need him around you. Period.
That's what's up. Girl, I'll say that again. Look, hold on. We got something for that. That's what's up. Look.
Yeah,
what's up?
Boy.
Okay. Riddle always knew he would have a hot spot in the music industry. He also formed in the 90s a St. Louis quartet called Old School. He was discovered by ballad man Keith Sweat. And under the direction of Sweat, the group went on to deliver the hit single Am I Dreaming, which also featured Keith Sweat and the sensational sound of the all-female group Escape, y'all. Yes. Escape, just kicking it. That's the one. This remake of the Atlantic Star original play, Old School on the National Bat. And from there, a Madrid of opportunities came Little's way. Eventually, though, the group broke up. And, you know, he started to become a solo artist, you know, because he still had love for the game. So in 2003... this is when he hit the New York streets, and it provided him with an opportunity to do his demo. Little also found himself as part of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity audition for a hit maker, Carl Thomas, y'all. Then he also went on tour and did collaborations with Trey Songz, worked with executive producer Troy Taylor, and did his thing, y'all. So tonight, we want to give a round of applause for this incredible man that we're having this evening, none other than Jason Little himself. Jason Little, welcome, welcome, welcome to
hey,
Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. We're going to bring you in Brown Sugar style.
Oh, you hooked it up. You made it sound so good, so good. I'm like, dang, I did all that?
We have 510-510. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's up, Brown Sugar? It's Dr. P.
Ostalot. Hi. Ostalot in the house.
And you know what? I was looking at the time and I was like, what's today? Thursday? I was like, oh, shit. Oh. I gotta log into Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. That's what's up. One of my loyal listeners here and supporters, Ostalot in the house. Yeah, from the Bay Area.
Yes, thank you for remembering me.
Yes, yes. You got some questions for Jason Little on this evening.
Actually, I do. I just got onto his MySpace page right now, so I'm about to listen to his music, and I'm listening to right now, and I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm feeling it in the background, too. I hear it.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
Yeah. Okay, so we got another selection we're going to play also, so keep it locked, because we're going to definitely show this brother some love tonight and, you know, get him out there. He needs the exposure, and certainly we're going to do what we got to do in order to support him.
I never, this is my first time listening, so.
Okay.
You gained another fan tonight thanks to Brown
thanks.
Sugar.
Oh, look at that.
Sugar, I'm going to owe you a check, too.
You're going to owe me a check.
Yeah, I'm going to owe you a check, too.
How you feel tonight? Can I make your day? Baby, let me know, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Woo, girl, you need some tissue?
Yes, I do.
Shoot, I think I need.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Help us all. All right, girl. Woo. You got a question for.
That was enough. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Brian. I see y'all later.
What's CC online, too?
What's going on, CC?
Nothing.
Definitely.
What about you?
Okay. Trying to recuperate. You got any questions for Jason Little?
Well, I was just calling to listen.
Okay, you just calling to listen in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. I appreciate you showing some love.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. Hey, I thought you had internet now. I didn't mean to put you on blast like that. We're talking about it after the show. You know your girl Brown Sugar love you now. You just want to call in and hear it up close and personal. You don't like the delayed version on the show, huh? All right.
I don't know what's wrong with
you. All right, CC. 760, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Now, that's just, that man could sing a woman her panties. Just unprofessional.
Y'all,
take them off and throw them at them.
Lord, this is for all of my listeners. This is the Q. This is one of my co-hosts. She also joins us on the L Word. Q has an incredible background in writing, and she also does her blog, which is Reality on the Side. Is that,
yes.
Am I correct, Q?
Yes.
Yes. This
and
woman
Q-gasm.
Can write up behind off. Q-gasms.
Yes, yes. Q-gasm. That's for the grown folk.
The grown is sexy. Yes, ma'am. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, girl, can you recuperate and ask any questions for Jason Little tonight? Lord Jesus.
Well, you know, like, I know the ladies like you to, you know, sing for them and all that good stuff. I'm not going to ask you to do that. However, you know, from a male point of view, what can a lady do to you to turn you on?
Wow. Okay. Let me see now, because it's so many things turn me on. What I like, you know what I really like? I like for a woman to just whisper in my ear. I don't know, it's something about that. If a woman just whispers in my ear, that drives me crazy. So that's what I like. A woman can turn me on if she whispers in my ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else?
Get the whispering, girl. Let's get the whispering. I'll play.
Brown, don't get me started because you know I'm put up on yourself. So don't even get me started.
Oh my gosh! Woo.
Jane tonight.
Is
that how you like
it, Mama?
Is that how you like
it? That's how I love it.
You gonna whisper like
You gonna make me come through there and start spanking people? You better stop. I know what kind of listeners y'all. You better stop, girl.
Woo!
Jesus.
Brown, see, I told you don't start because you know I'm a fool.
You're crazy.
I'm going to give me a 9-100 number, make me some money.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all, so there it is, and thank you so much for being patient. I know that tribute was a long tribute, but I had to put everybody's parts in there. I wanted to show everybody some love tonight. B. Swells, The Lady, and Jason Little, my show would not be as exciting as it was without you three. I have to say that I commend you. I continually pray for you to have much success, and thank you so much for making Brown Sugar Radio a part of your life. So you guys mean the world to me, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Nice.
Hey, Sugar, can I say something?
You were playing the tribute.
Girl, okay, was that the tribute of the century or what?
No, you were playing the tribute, and I thought you was asking me a question. And I'm sitting here talking, and I'm like, there's a bad echo going through the phone.
Oh, that was the trip. That was our previously recorded interview when I asked you.
Yes, I know.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Who had a question? Was it B-Swell?
Yeah, it was me. I wanted to thank you, Sugar. I was meaning to thank you about that. It's the lady that had called in was actually my girlfriend. And,
okay.
She's actually says that she lost her life. She died in a motorcycle accident about 2 years ago.
Oh my goodness!
But it was because of that show that she actually a couple of months had her own blog talk radio, and I just wanted to thank you for encouraging her to do
because
she heard you, and you know, she was just fascinated, you know, that you can do your own radio show, you know, over the phone or over the internet, and just the type of power and the control that, you know, the internet can allow people to have. And I wanted to thank you, and hearing her voice again, it kind of made me smile. It was a little eerie, but it
oh my God! Didn't I just tell you earlier how God do everything for a reason? It was a reason I selected you to be one of my top three for the tribute show tonight. Oh wow! My heart goes out to you.
We learn, you know, and God is good. So I know she's in a
better
place.
Yes,
he is. I definitely needed to thank you because if you never ever hear it, Sugar, like, you inspired somebody to do something with their life. So I wanted to tell you personally, thank you.
That's what's up. Oh, wow. Yep, I remember that call coming through, and that's why I played it, because it was funny at the time. You know, we were like, who is that listening live? I don't know, boy, they had you a lot. Man, oh, wow, my heart just goes out. Thank you so much. Wow. You're going to have me shedding tears up in here now. I'm about to start crying. Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. The lady, like I said, with you two, just an incredible show. That snippet I played had to be played because I knew there were other single women out there going through what you were going through, you know. And Jason Little, your show was just off the chain funny. I had to pray because, you know, laughter heals the soul.
Yeah,
when y'all cracking up?
We had a rap.
Okay, laughter.
Got a little freaky. A little freaky. Beat.
You know. But it's all good, you know. It helps to you know, heal the soul.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Wow. You know, well, like I said, you guys have really touched my life, and, you know, I'm glad that God is using me. And so certainly at this time, these swells and the lady, I want to say you're welcome. If you'd like to continue hanging on, you're welcome to do that. However, if not, I know you may have other things to do, but you have truly been a blessing to Brown Sugar Radio. I just can't say it enough. And at this time, what I'd like to do is just say thank you so much. And if you want to join us in the chat, you're welcome to do that. I got another single I need to play. Jason, I didn't get an opportunity to play your single. Now, you're just catching the show. I played
Swells'
hot new single, okay? You got to check that out.
Oh, okay,
you
okay,
missed
okay.
it, honey. Tell them the name.
Let's do a brown sugar mixtape.
Yes, I would love that.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
y'all link up.
With you. Thank you for having us on the show. I feel so loved.
Okay, you are loved.
I do appreciate it. And, you know, keep doing your thing. It's motivation to see other women out here doing that thing. And I love
Talented.
You.
Oh,
I love
you,
you
too, girl. We're going to keep this up.
Gotta get these
All right.
together.
That's what's up. Okay, B. Swells, did you want to hang tight? Or are you,
You can mute me, though. I'm
going to
stay listening to the show, but just mute me out, sugar.
All right. I got you, sweetie. Okay. All right. Now, Jason Little, this dropped a lot. I did the same thing with these Swells. You know, I play y'all drops from time to time. And this drop right here has had my listeners on fire. Okay? So I'm going to play your drop, and I'm going to play your hot new single you got out. Y'all just doing it light roll. Y'all killing me tonight. You feel me? So, yeah, we're going to get down with the get down. So I'm going to certainly show you some love tonight, y'all. Keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio, your premier choice in internet radio. We'll be right back. Don't click that mouse.
Yo, what up, y'all? This your boy Jason Little on Brown Sugar Radio. Yeah. Brown Sugar. How you doing? Just let me know how you feel. If you need me to come through, babe, take care of all your needs. Just let me know, and I'll be there. Yeah. When I saw ya, something came over me. Looked so good to me, girl, your body's calling. Gotta get you on my seat.
we? Okay, now I see why you call that song Like Whoa. Oh, my good, Like Whoa.
Like Whoa, and don't front, because you know you got one of them bodies Like Whoa, too. Don't front.
Yeah, shut your face, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo, oh, wow.
I'm a fan of the woman's body, man. I'm just a fan
Ooh,
of it.
Man, oh, man. Look at that,
eye.
I'm telling you. You ain't changed a bit, look.
Oh,
we love
you. Eyes around me, man.
We love you. Okay, look, don't get the whisper.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. We was clowning. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, we go way back, and I'm just glad that I'm able to connect, you feel me, with my guests, and we still have a rapport. You know, we still, you know what I'm saying, are able to connect, and that's important to me. When I have my guests on the show, you know, that we make that connection, you know. And I've been following you, you know what I'm saying, and we on Facebook together and whatnot.
Yep.
And what I'd love to do at this time, they can go ahead and shout out your links, you know, all of your contact information if anyone's interested in booking you or possibly seeing you at one of your next events.
Right, right. Well, you can catch me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/JasonLittleMusic. My Twitter is... Twitter.com/@JasonForYouLittle. My Facebook, it's just you can just search Jason Little. And trust me,
right.
Silly tonight. That NyQuil got me. Some tea.
The NyQuil got you tripping. The old one, y'all. Y'all got to excuse my guest tonight. No, I'm just tripping with you. You know it's all good. You family. Don't even trip off of that. I'm just glad you showed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you took time to come.
Right, right, and I'm glad you hollered at me. I would not want to miss it for nothing in the world, and I just thank you so much for showing love, because you're right, we do need this, and it just goes a long way in my heart. So thank you, I love you, appreciate you, congratulations on the show, and keep doing what you do, you know?
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. All right, Jason, well, I do have some more snippets. I got one more I need to play, which is my very, very important one I got to play, and, you know, I just want to say keep doing what you do. For you know what I'm saying, and just keep on the grind. I know you're going to make it big. You're going to make it bigger. You already there, okay? You just got to get to the next level. And so, you know, God is using your voice as an instrument, you know, and I love it to see brothers doing their thing. You feel me? So just big up for you, man, for real.
Okay, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right, sweetie. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. You're welcome to continue listening if you like. Otherwise, you have a good evening, and don't let that NyQuil kick in on you. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to be out. You know what I mean? I'm about to be like a newborn.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
I'm going to look you up, I'm coming your way. I'm going to holler at you.
All right. Oh, yeah, for real. When you get out here in Vegas, VIP. That's how we're going to do
it.
That's it.
Like, wow. No, let me quit.
All right. Hot mess. Go, Jason. All right, sweetie. Crazy spell. All right, now this next snippet I'm going to play, this is my absolute favorite. I had to squeeze it in. This is my favorite show over the 3 years that I have been hosting Brown Sugar Radio. And I had to make room for this one. This is election night, the historic night that Barack Obama became president, all right? And I have a snippet I'm going to play, but this show was so powerful, so meaningful to me. I had to share it with my listeners. I had to go back in time on this one because I lived to see the first black president, okay? I mean, that's amazing. So here it is, y'all, election night, November 4th, 2008, y'all. We'll be right back.
I want to throw something in there real quick. You know, we have all the conspiracy theories and that the Republicans were going to do this, they're going to do that. I mean, I fed into it and I bought into that too. That yeah, they're going to try to steal it. There's no way they're going to let a black man in. I had a caller on my show about 2 weeks ago, and he made a real interesting point. It was like, for them to do it this time, 2008 with Barack, they would have to be pretty damn good because. It's one thing to do it when you did it in 2000, 2004. It's like if you did it in 2000, no one saw it coming. 2004, we just wouldn't believe they'd try to pull that again. But it's like it's so closely guarded this time. And then you have such a smart candidate in Barack Obama and his campaign. that it would be hard to pull the rules over his eyes this time. I'm sure Barack had a team from day one saying, look, if we're going to do this, my main focal point is I want this ran fairly and I want a fair shot at winning this. So I don't think they had a chance to pull that this time. Not a chance in hell.
But now you got to look at, like, people looking at if Barack Obama become president, it's going to be this great thing for the United States. I mean, me, myself, I don't really feel that way because I feel like, for me, if I worked in an office building with a bunch of white people, I would not go to work. I'd quit tonight if Barack Obama become president.
Well, you know, the funny thing, we're sitting up here talking about him trying to rig this election. You know the one guarantee that Barack had that this election wouldn't be rigged? We did it. We all showed up. We all came out and voted. If you come out in numbers like we did today, and blow McCain out the water, right off the rip, there's no way they can fix it. He was killing this man earlier.
We sold out. You feel me?
Yeah,
let me tell you how tight that Obama's campaign was. Obama came knocking on my door on Sunday evening. I didn't want to open the door because, you know, I'm a single parent and I'm kind of leery when a strange man knocking on my door. But I seen he had Obama t-shirt on. So I went on ahead and I opened the door and I was like, yeah, what's happening? He said, are you such and such? And I said, yes, I am. And he was like, okay. And so he says, well, I'd like to, let you know where your voting poll is. I said, okay, thank you. I knew where it was. It's at the school. And then he says, okay, well, have you voted yet? I said, no, I haven't, because here in Nevada, we have early voting. So then he says, ma'am, do you need a ride to the polls?
I hope you said no.
Hey, I'm telling you. Obama said, look, I'll get you to the polls to vote, okay? He ain't playing.
Hold on, but see, like, you know, you out there in Nevada. Hey, I stay right here where they tried to kill him, so ain't nobody come to my door and ask me shit. They stayed away from my house, place.
Oh, hey,
are you going to Arkansas? He said, no.
Right. Hey, Brown Sugar, TV, Obama is 50 delegates away. It's 220 to 135. You need 50 more, and that's a wrap.
220.
He needs 50 more, but I'm going to tell you something. He going to have to damn near get in the boxing ring to get that 50, because I'm telling you, when the West Coast close their polls, it's going to look a lot closer than we think. And like, that's why I'm telling people, I'm not getting my hopes up. I did it 4 years ago. I went and kissed my mama. I was happy. I kissed my mama. You know, and
breaking news,
okay,
we have a new president of the United States. Barack Obama has just been elected president, 297 to 139. It's a wrap, people. Over.
Hey, give yourself a heart attack if you want to. You give yourself a heart attack if you want to. Hey, I got 2 hours to live for. I'm glad to see that. But hey, let me tell y'all black people something, though.
Well, this man, one thing we cannot lose sight of, it's a great night for Barack Obama. But big ups, man. You really got to go back and really just reflect now. You got to go back and reflect on the blood, sweat, and tears of Dr. King, Malcolm X, the whole civil rights movement, because tonight is really just the embodiment of what those people laid their lives down. This is the final chapter of what Dr. King and that whole civil rights movement laid their life down. You can't get to a higher plateau in this, man. And just dig up.
This is it.
Tell me how you feel, sugar. Don't cry now. Don't cry now.
Please don't cry.
Don't cry live on the air. Hold it in. Don't.
Look. This Brown Sugar Radio, this is up close and personal. I'm real and I'm real. I'm about to cry because I'm so happy right now. He did it, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. He did it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
You guys are crazy.
This is beautiful. Hey, Oprah crying too. Shoot, if Oprah can cry billion dollars, I can cry $5 too.
What's up with 832 to the line?
Yes. Hello?
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh. Hey, yes it is. I love you, Brown Sugar. Sound off. Hello. This is Samantha Jack.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm so happy. God is so good.
God is good, baby.
Yes.
Girl, I got the first shout. Look.
Y'all is crazy.
We're not.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is my favorite show. You see your girl Bo down. You know what I'm saying? Look, I was like, wow. You know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Woo! I'll tell you, that night was very emotional for me. But, man, I'm just so excited. And how many of you heard, I think it was last night, that President Obama is working on bringing the troops back from Iraq. I believe some type of bill or something was signed in order to bring them back home. I do see I have a caller. Let me grab you. I see you've been holding patiently. If you're just listening, certainly let me know. I'll put you back on mute. Otherwise, if you have a comment, please share. 404, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling?
Brown, what's up? It's the man right here. Sound off.
My dude, what's up? Look, I didn't even know you was on the line. I had you there reminiscing on the callback moment. What?
It was funny because I called in and I heard my voice and I dropped the phone because it scared the shit out of me.
What is going on?
I'm expecting to hear your voice and I hear mine. I'm like, what the hell? So, you know. But I agree. That was one of my favorite shows, favorite Brown Sugar moment. What a special night we had that night.
Okay.
That was something else. I mean, you had such a tremendous amount of shows that, you know, good shows and good topics. But that one by far, I mean we made history that night on Blog Talk.
Yeah, we did.
To do it with real live time.
Live and on location.
Yeah, because I remember all of us were on CNN and we were watching CNN and doing the show we were going on. So that was special. But I called because I knew about your anniversary. You sent your text out. And big ups to Angel Eyes because I was actually doing my homework online for school. And she called and she said, Sam, Brown got 55 minutes. Come on by. So I finished up and I said, let me get on in. And I want to get this out specifically. And then I'll let you get back to the program. I just wanted to give my congratulations, everybody, to one of the hardest working young ladies on Blog Talk Radio. And I know this for sure because I know her compassion. Her and PD, they get down for this. They get down for this, man, and it means a lot, you know, to Brown with these shows. It's her passion because you got a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio that are just on here, you know, to clown and have a good time. But Brown puts so much effort into these shows along with her producer, PB, and, I mean, they go all out to bring you quality shows. And Brown has been at the top on Blog Talk Radio, has taken a break and come back in at the bottom, build back up and got middle back up, and then, you know, right now she's steady climbing back to the top. So it's not easy to do these shows and then, you know, take care of your families and live your regular life. But I just want everybody to know Brown wears the love of Blog Talk Radio and doing these shows on her sleeves. So please come out and support her, and I have to be here. And I'm a testament to what you put into these shows. And, you know, anytime you call me to come on, I'm there. So I wanted to get
for
that
for real.
Out.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've been a loyal supporter of the show as well, you know.
Right.
And I just want to say that a lot of the shows we've done, you know, would not have been the same, you know, without your support.
Right.
So I commend you for that. And, you know, those words mean a lot to me. Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
That's it. Yes, definitely. That is so funny. You happen to call, like, right on time when you were
there. Man, right on time. And I was like, you know, I couldn't believe that. And when I think back, man, I think back to all the shows we've done together and the shows you and PV have done together. We've just had so many because you've run a lot of your shows the way I used to run mine. When it's a breaking news topic, I know sometimes you'll call me and you'll be like, Sam, you going to get it on Tuesday? I'll be like, yeah. You'll be like, I'm going to follow it up on Thursday. And we kind of switch information. You'll give me some of your information. I'll give you some of mine.
We were working like that.
We just do a plethora of topics, but those are what good shows do.
Okay.
I have to commend you for your artists as well. Just the plethora of artists that you bring on, Trina and all the big names in the entertainment industry. I mean, you were one of the first shows, Brown, when I first came on. I didn't know what I was doing on Blog Talk Radio. I knew I could speak. I knew I could host the show. But I had to find the technical side of it, you know, how to run shows. What do you do running a switchboard and the personality and the crowd that you run? And I've always told people I modeled myself and my show after certain shows. And
right.
There would be shows such as Alan Roger Curry, the Mickey Love Show, The Dean, your show. It would be Lobologist. It would be several shows that I just took a little bit from each show, and your show was one of them. I actually did my page.
I remember when you was like, Sugar, well, where you get that chat box from? Because remember when we first started, they didn't have the BTR chat box. I had my little ghetto fabulous chat box in there with my cartoon face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
We was breaking it all down.
Right.
Ed-Libs, you know them days, don't you? Look, I just gave Ed-Libs my Loyal Listener Award of the Year because I told Ed-Libs, I said, boy, I said, he's been at every show. He don't miss too many of them, but he's been rolling deep with Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey,
so that's funny.
Big ups to Ed-Libs. Ed-Libs is a faithful supporter of a lot of shows, and I mean, this is my first time seeing Ed-Libs in a while because I've been off of Blog Talk Radio for so long. It's been at least 6 months.
Wow, you got to come back now.
Yes, no doubt.
Well, you know, we got our show on August, let me look at the date, hold on, August 12th, for all the listeners that are checking out the show. I see we have a tremendous amount of anonymous guests in the chat room. I want to encourage you to please create a user account on Blog Talk Radio. Certainly, it's complimentary, and you can lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. But we do have all girl talk. What's happening? We got Angie. She calls herself the Rambunctious Angie. Is in the building. What up, girl? I'll check out her show. And she has another show that's incredible with her and her sisters, I believe it is. And then, you know, we had Beautiful Butterfly and Angel Eyes. They were here checking out the show. And tonight we're doing double duty. The show's a little longer. Ordinarily, we only have an hour segment. But tonight, being that it's an anniversary special, I extended the show because there was so much I wanted to share with you. I had to get my Barack Obama show on sound. You got to check out the beginning of the show when I was doing my I Love New York 2 interviews with Wolf, Midget Mac, and Mr. Wise, okay? That was funny. Oh, my goodness, you're going to be cracking up on them interviews. But, you know, I just wanted to play some moments that were precious to my heart. And it's funny because you were in my mind with that show. And Barack Obama, it has changed my life. Tremendously.
Right.
So thank you for supporting the show. But on August 12th, y'all mark your calendars, Sound and I will be hosting Creeping in the Church House. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it. If you can't say amen, say ouch. All right, we're going to get down with it. August 12th, mark your calendars because my boy Sound and I will be chopping it up in regards to Creeping in the Church House on August 12th. So 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mark. Click your reminders, mark your calendars, whatever you got to do. Make it happen. So, but Sal, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, it's meant the world to me.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to play the show back from the beginning tonight and check
you
out. You
got to. Yes, because I did three tributes for three artists.
Okay.
What I did was I took the time to select, you know, I've done so many shows, but it was our 3-year anniversary. What I decided to do was select the three artists that were the most meaningful to me. So as you listen to the show, you'll see why I selected these three particular artists. But they were just very inspirational to me, and I brought them back on the show and surprised them with a tribute of some snippets of their interview. So I know they were rolling to hear it 3 years later from now. And actually one of, I just found out tonight, just shocking news, one of the guests I had on the show, B. Swales, when you actually hear his snippet, he just informed me tonight his girlfriend called into the show. And he heard her voice on the air, and he just informed me that she's no longer with us. She's passed and gone on to heaven. And so just imagine how eerie that is to hear that. You know, I had no idea. I just select that part of the snippet because it was funny because she had her monitor so loud. You got to listen to the show. But just crazy, crazy. So it's just amazing how God will use you, you know, and line you up for certain, certain you know, past, and it was the reason we came together tonight, and I feel so honored and blessed that he shared that story with me. So check out, you know, the archive. Any, all of the listeners that are in the chat just joining us tonight, please check out the archive segment because it is very important that you do that. because this show has been very meaningful to me. So, but yes, Sam, keep studying, too. Keep doing your thing, brother.
I got you.
All right.
Make sure you send me that reminder for the show, but I will be there this week.
You know I got you. All right.
All right.
Okay,
Sam. And I'll talk to you.
All right.
Okay.
That's what's up. Okay, well, we were waiting on one other caller. I don't think they're going to make it. I have one more special guest, but I don't want to keep the show rolling longer than I have to. So I will have to find out what happened with this other guest. But it's all good. Things happen. Things come up. And so I just want to say that, you know, over these 3 years that I've been doing Brown Sugar Radio, it's helped me to grow. It's helped me to learn so much about people and how God wants to use you. And many of you know that I like to close with a quote every night. And so the quote that I have for this evening is so on point. It says, life won't change unless you do. Get to living or start dying. Being stagnant is not an option. Push through and change your life today. So I hope that blesses someone. And you know how we get down here on Brown Sugar Radio. I just want to say thank you so, so, so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys make it a great night, and we're going to close with one of my favorites, an all-time classic. It's what? Our anniversary. That's what I said, baby. Good night, and be blessed.